This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Yeah, I really don't understand why everybody isn't following the same rules right now. They're very clear, so let's take a minute and let's go over them again. First, you must not leave the house for any reason, unless, of course, you have a reason, and then you may leave the house. All stores are closed except those that are open, and all stores must close unless, of course, they need to stay open. This virus is deadly, but don't be afraid of it. It can only kill people who are vulnerable and also those who are not vulnerable. We should stay locked down until the virus stops infecting people. And it will only stop infecting people if enough of us get infected that we build immunity. So it is very important that we get infected and also do not get infected. You should not go to the doctor's office or the hospital unless you have to go there. Unless, of course, you are too sick to go there. This virus has no effect on children except for those children in which it affects. The virus remains active on different surfaces for 2 hours or 4 hours. Or 6 hours, but in most cases it's days and not hours, and it needs a damp environment or a cold environment that is warm and dry in the air, unless the air is plastic. Schools are closed, so you need to homeschool your children unless you can send them to school because you are not home. If you are at home, you can school your children using various portals and online classrooms unless you have poor internet, more than one child, only one computer, or you are working from home. Baking cakes can be considered math, science, or art. If you are home educating, you can include household chores within their education curriculum, and if you are home educating, you may start drinking at approximately 10 a.m. every day. If you are not home educating children, you may also start drinking at approximately 10 a.m. Masks are useless at protecting you against the virus, but you still need to wear one because it can save lives. And in some cases, it may even be mandatory, but also maybe not. You must not go to work, but you can get another job, at which point you may go to work. Stay home. I don't know how many more celebrities we need to have tell you how important it is to go outside and take care of your mental health. There is no shortage of groceries in the supermarket. There are simply many things missing. You don't need to go buy a bunch of toilet paper, but you should buy some in case you need it. If you are sick, you may go out once you are better, but those in your household, they cannot go out once you are better unless, of course, they need to go out.
That's practical. Stand up. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was hysterical. And watching her do it, the lady that was doing that, was even more funny. Holy cow. Talk about, this is what I'm going to tell you guys about how you look at things. You look at when we start to ridicule it. Ridicule is a powerful weapon in dealing with things. I mean, it's true. Somebody walks up and says something to you like, man, shut up with them big old feet. I'm telling you, it makes people go, oh, we got you, we got you. Forget what the message was. Kevin, you didn't pay your bill this month. Yeah, but look at them big old feet. You know? Oh, boy, there's a French film I watched years ago when I was studying French in the university. And it was called, the film was called Ridicule. And it is about a guy who works his way up to see the king by ridiculing people. And you have to understand, they saw ridicule as a way to gain political favor, to gain power politically. Look at what happens in politics of the day. How did President Trump get elected? If you think that ridicule isn't a powerful tool, tell me how President Trump got elected. Because I'll tell you, he got elected by ridicule. He got elected by saying the things that people wouldn't say, and he said it in a way that made people go, ooh, he got you, Rand Paul. Ooh, he got you, Ted Cruz. Little Marco, right? Well, the same thing is working for us with the Chinese Wuhan virus, finally. We're ridiculing it. Stay home. Don't stay home. Are you essential or are you a non-essential worker? The Cuomo, who had his so-called brush with fame, he was asked what he'd say to people who are upset because they've got to stay home and because they can't work, they're out of money and the government isn't helping them fast enough. He says, go get a job as an essential worker. Lost his cool. Go get a job as an essential worker. You want a job? go to work at an essential business. He was scoffing at the notion of why New York should not begin to lift its restraints on various businesses. And as I've told you guys, people are starting to wake up. They're starting to say, you know what? This is nonsense. How crazy are we to let the government take over and do this to us? You want a job? Go to work at an essential business. Look, I don't know what you do for a living. And I do realize that some jobs have an elevated level because of the amount of education you have. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm a realist. There are jobs I don't want to do, and I am so happy that there are people who want to do those jobs. I worked, you guys, Kevin worked in the hot summer of Texas. When I was 15 years old, I worked at for the city of Brady on the brush truck. And we picked up the most foul crap that humans create, you know, in the alleys of Brady, Texas. 100 degrees, I'm not even exaggerating this, 100 degrees, 60-70% relative humidity. And, I mean, it was nothing but ovens in those alleyways because it was hotter there. And we were picking up these old lawn bags. And this wasn't when lawn bags were made well. This is when they stretched out. And they would stretch out and open up. And I'm talking about the crap, the maggots, the stuff that fell out of these things would make a billy goat puke. And we had to throw all that crap into a brush truck. And we picked up grass clippings, you know, when they put them in the bags. We picked up all the big tree limbs and things like that. That's the stuff when people did their spring cleaning. But this was, I did this every day for the summer. And I'm going to tell you, I worked with a Mexican dude named Willie. And Willie moved real slow. Me and Brad were the students that worked. I'm going to tell you, I got to where I understand Willie was stretching it out. Me and Brad, we would ask him, hey, Willie, we got 18, you know, things where they called in for us to pick it up. Let's knock it out and be done by 2. I mean, we were looking for anything to get out of that Texas heat. We would finish the day early because we were helping Willie, and then we'd go sit in the park and drink a beer. I'm just being honest with you. But I was happy for it. But let me tell you something. That summer, I left that job going, I'm glad Willie's there to do that job. I'm glad I'm getting into my career, and my first job, my first real job, is not going to involve that type of you know, it was my first job. I knew I wasn't going to be doing that for the rest of my life. Thank goodness. So, yes, I'm happy that there's a non-essential guy like Willie doing that work that is absolutely essential. We got to take a short break, folks. Glad you're with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Total insanity. Well, what does Fox News senior political analyst Brent Hume think? Let's ask him. Hey, Brent, good to have you with us. What do you make about the ongoing conversation now about reopening versus staying put?
I think it's time to consider the possibility, Shannon, that this lockdown, as opposed to the more moderate mitigation efforts, that this lockdown is a colossal public policy calamity, that the damage to the economy, to businesses, I see, you know, businesses are closing, many may not reopen, those jobs will be lost, those businesses will be lost, those incomes will be lost, plus the effect on children who don't have their normal life, they don't have school, they can't play with their friends, even outdoors, all these things are accumulating. They're not going to get better, Shannon. They're going to get worse with time. And as I say, many of them, we may not recover from many of these losses for a very long time, if ever. And there is not, to my knowledge, really powerful evidence that imposing this lockdown, apart from over and above the other mitigation efforts, is making any real difference. I have my doubts that it's making any difference at all.
That was Britt Hume from Fox News, and not only is it a public policy calamity, it is a calamity for the Democrats who are going to get blamed for this. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So Melissa was talking to me the other day. She says, hey, you know, I was listening to you do this, you know, on the show. And she says, you lecture too much. She says, I lecture. I'm like, what? First of all, so I want to just address that real quickly. I don't lecture you. If you like what I say, fine. If you don't, fine. I respect what you think. But by the way, I don't get any feedback like that. Most of the time, you know, the feedback I get from you guys is, Kevin, you make me chuckle and you give me hope that things are going to be well for us in America. And I think that I can only give you that because I believe it. That's exactly what I believe. I believe no matter what they tell you on the left, we are going to be fine. You have got so much to look forward to. Don't worry about it. You know, things could not be more right for conservatives in America than right now. And here's what you should be thinking about. The fact that under all the lies and deception that the left, I mean, Donald Trump should never have been president. Let's face it. That's true. Never should have made it. But he is. And you're the reason for it. So there's something that's looking out for us. I believe God watches everything. So there you go. You know, that's my opinion about it. But whatever it is, Trump is slowly but surely figuring it out. And all the right moves get made. And I'm telling you, right now, you're feasting. Whether you know it or not, you're feasting. Now, there's still some among you who like to worry. I know people that like to worry. I got a friend who's negotiating two TV deals, one in the UK and one in Hollywood. And the big issue for him is, well, they one group wants to do an animation, but I didn't know this on the second group. And he's a worry worker. And I'm like, dude, you just like to worry. You got attorneys that are negotiating this deal. You're an amazing talent. That's the reason why they came to you. So why are you concerned? You turn over your attorneys and you say, look, guys, I didn't realize you wanted animation and this, that. But here's the deal. I'm going to do the two deals. You'll figure it out, what you can do, what you can't do. And my attorneys will figure it out or I'll walk. And he's like, well, you're right. I'm like, I know I'm right. I'm not lecturing the dude. But he wants to send me a note every other day going, hey, man, you know, my deal. And I go, look, your talent, they came to you. One came first, the other came second. The one that came second, you know, added something that they can't have. Either you tell them you can't have it. But don't keep bothering me about it once I've given you the advice. So, yeah, I'm not saying you guys are bothering me, but I'm going to give you my advice. I'm going to give you my counsel. But you know what? You are brilliant. You're brilliant people. You know, being honest with you, okay, I'm going to be honest. I don't teach you anything. I don't. I might give you an observation of mine that you go, huh, that's interesting. But I don't teach you anything. I bring things to light maybe that you hadn't thought about. You dust off some cobwebs, but at the end of the day, you know everything I'm talking about. Now, if we start going into some high-level math, and I'm having you factor, you know, some polynomials, I might be able to teach you something that you don't know. But most of the time we're talking about this stuff, you know, I'm not teaching you anything. You know the Chinese Wuhan virus scare of 2020 is nothing but a hoax. You know it inherently. I may prompt you to go, you know, that made me think, Kevin, but you know it in your heart. When have we ever done anything like this? Somebody give me numbers that prove to me that we should have shut this country down. Brit Hume nailed it. It is a colossal policy calamity geared at nothing more. Here we go again. I'm not teaching you anything. Than to destroy Donald Trump. Can you imagine the Democrats doing this in the time of Barack Obama? Same scenario. The answer is an emphatic no. They had their chance with H1N1, and you know why Republicans won't do it? Because we would never try to tear this country down, even with Obama as president. That's why there was never a big deal over H1N1, aka bird flu, or anything else. We would not destroy the economy, destroy the livelihood of the American people, over political gain. As bad as that dude was, we still wouldn't do it. But the Democrats will take the guy who's got the economy humming, who's got trade policy working in favor of America, who's got more blacks, women, and Latinos, and probably LGBT and other freakazoids employed than anybody in the history of America. He's got people enjoying their job, enjoying their lives, spending money, you know, doing all that. And they go, you know what? Let's torch the economy because we don't like him. Fauci was asked by a kid, is the tooth fairy going to die from the coronavirus? And he assured the child that the tooth fairy would be okay. So kids are worried that the tooth fairy will get the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. I'm pretty sure there are kids out there wondering if Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny is going to get the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. And I heard that some parents are killing off the Christmas elf conveniently. They're going to say that the elf got the Chinese Wuhan virus and died. I'm telling you, this thing is being used in ways you wouldn't believe, but it's scaring kids. It's scaring little kids. They think that Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy or the Easter Bunny or whoever, whatever the next little thing is the elf is going to die. Oh, boy. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Hopefully I'm not lecturing you. Just teasing. Yeah. What the Chinese Wuhan virus proved, folks, is that politicians are scumbags. Look at the things that, well, you know what, I'm not going to have time, but I will, when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about what this Chinese Wuhan virus has done to impact politics. And in so many areas, and as I said, scaring kids, scaring old people, scaring everybody. That was the objective, just to get Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs the $480 billion stimulus package at the White House. Now, many Democrats are already pushing for a Phase 4 stimulus package, which would include money for state and local governments. But according to Republican Senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, we need to be thinking about one thing.
Here's what we need to focus on going forward, jobs. We've got 27 million people unemployed. Government shut down the economy in order to deal with this health crisis. We need to get that economy open back up, and to do that, We've got to get people back to work. We've got to get them jobs. So my message to my colleagues is jobs, jobs, jobs. Any future rescue package has got to focus on getting people rehired, supporting the payrolls of business so that workers can get their jobs back.
Another grim milestone has been reached as 50,000 people in the United States have died from coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News. Golf courses across the country are taking precautions if they're open during the coronavirus pandemic. In fact, some golf courses are reporting that golfers are crossing state lines from a state where you cannot golf and it's prohibited to a state where golfing is allowed. And according to Mike David with the Indiana Golfers Association, he says there's lots of steps being taken by golf courses to keep people safe.
They're sanitizing the carts, you know, obviously after every use. Flag sticks are not being touched.
David speaking there on Fox News, and according to a new McLaughlin and Associates poll, Americans are seeing an anti-Trump bias in the media, and half believe it's trying to move the blame for the coronavirus away from China and to the president to help defeat him in November. Poll also found that 48% of voters said the coverage of the president has been unfair, biased, and even disrespectful to the president, while 42% say they believe the media was fair to the president in its coverage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020 has backfired for the Democrats. They know it. I certainly know it. And I'm going to prove it to you. If you listen to the show long enough, I'll prove it to you. By the way, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. So, I said, what this virus proved is how politicians are scumbags, particularly leftist politicians. And I wanted to point out the politics of this disease. People pointing fingers over, number one, stopping immigration. You know, when the president issued the travel ban. When did it happen? Did we do it fast enough, etc.? The guy did it before there were anybody, there was even an outbreak. There was a death in America before there was ever a death. He issues a travel ban. And what do the Democrats do? Oh, it wasn't fast enough. Oh, he didn't. And originally they called him a racist. But then it wasn't fast enough. And these are in no particular order. But I'm just telling you the politics of it. A president of the United States saying, let's stop people from coming in. He issues a travel ban from Asia. Then a few days later, he issues one for Europe. People had just started to die. And we are where we are. Now, I can tell you right now, if you give me this identical scenario with Obama, I would say to you, how much faster do you think the guy could have done it? Leave him alone. That part, he did okay. But the left can't do that. The next, I mean, not any particular order, but what do we call the disease? They were all calling it the Chinese coronavirus or Chinese Wuhan virus, etc. And then suddenly, there was this big lexicon shift. You can't call it Chinese. How dare you call it Chinese? After every single person who accused President Trump or anybody else of being racist for using the Chinese Wuhan or Chinese in the name. It became that. Then Pelosi, who wants people to go to Chinatown, okay, and partake of everything there, says, I was saying that because I wanted people to stop, you know, beating up on Chinese, stop going after the Chinese because everybody was calling this Chinese Wuhan. Biggest lie on the planet. It wasn't like Americans are going around going, oh, you Chinese, I'm going to kick your butt. Number one, Americans are too afraid to mess with Chinese because they think they all know Kung Fu. So it wasn't like, you know, people out there beating them up. It was ridiculous. But, oh no, the Pelosi was going to save the day. And suddenly, we now call it coronavirus or COVID-19. And anybody mentioning Chinese Wuhan is a racist. Well, that's all I call it. So we had that. Then we were told, oh, it doesn't pass from human to human. Oh, we just learned that it passes from human to human by the WHO. Right? Then we were told who gets impacted and who gets, you know, infected. And that went from, well, it's mostly old people and kids. Then they go, no, that's not impacting kids as much. And then it gets politicized to say, no, it's an ethnic disease that targets black people. Really? So a disease singles out black people. Maybe it singles out people that eat too many fatty foods and don't want to exercise, etc. Then we get into, oh, it's a medical equipment thing. We don't have enough ventilators. We don't have enough face masks. It's going to be crazy out there. And we got the panic of there's not enough hospital rooms or hospital beds. And then we prove there's plenty of hospital rooms and hospital beds. And by the way, I'm going to prove it even further with a clip we play in just a second. Then, you know, oh, well, how many people got infected? It's ravaging the world. And I looked at the numbers and I went, you know what? There aren't as many people infected with this disease in the world than got infected with H1N1 in America. And then we get, well, what are the real deaths, you know, statistics? You know, I jokingly made a comment on Twitter. There was Oklahoma, there was a tornado that killed 5 people. And I said, hey, boy, 5 people in Oklahoma killed by a tornado, but they tested them for the Wuhan, and that's what killed them. You know, I could go on. How many people have actually died? We know there's a ruse with that. And then we got into testing. Oh, we don't have enough tests. Look at how many tests South Korea has, and this country has, and Italy, and this, that. And then China started fudging their numbers. Oh, we don't have any more deaths. The most deaths are occurring in the United States, and the epicenter's New York. And then it was a blame of, well, who really started it? And the leftists, even though we know this thing started in a lab in China or got released from a lab in China, leftists are going, it's Donald Trump's fault. Really? How much can... This is the most politicized nonsense I've ever seen. And the lockdown is over everything I just described. But let me tell you, folks, it's backfiring. Here's a nurse from Oregon. I'm going to play 2 clips. She tells you about what's really happening in Oregon. And I'm going to bet you she's a lefty because she certainly looks like it. Not that you can spot them that way, but she does. And she's telling you the woes of the China Wuhan virus at her hospital.
Hey, Oregonians. I just got laid off. I am a nurse at a major hospital in Portland. My entire hospital is laying off a ton of nurses because we are in financial crisis. We have 0 patients. Our hospitals have been dead. We have, at the highest surge, we had 9 COVID patients. We had 9 COVID patients in the highest surge. Right now, we have, I think, 1. We had a handful a couple days ago. Our hospital decided that they need to start cutting money because we have no money flowing in. Our surgeries are shut down. We're pulling nurses and having them start cleaning stations because we need to give them a job. That's all been cut off. Nurses are being laid off. I'm the one that's supposed to be having a job here. This whole thing is supposed to be protect the nurses, protect the healthcare workers, protect the frontline people, protect the hospitals, shut down the businesses. It's all in vain. This is an absolute all in vain. If you can't see that this thing is ridiculous, then you have to have a come to Jesus moment. Your come to Jesus moment needs to be right now. I'm a nurse. I'm with COVID patients. I just got laid off because the state of Oregon has had a major power grab, major overreach, complete tyranny. And I'm the one that's supposed to be working. I don't work in a coffee shop. I don't work at a gas station. I am a nurse. I'm supposed to be working on my ears. I'm supposed to have bruises on my ears from the mask. I'm supposed to have chapped skin from the goggles. I don't have any of that because I don't even have a job right now. They don't know when I can have a job back. I ask them, what are the measurable goals? When can I get back on the schedule? We don't know. I said, when are we going to go pick up surgeries? 50%? We don't know. Look, I don't blame my hospital. They're doing what they're being told they should do. I blame the government. I 100% blame the government on this total overreach.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was a Portland, Oregon nurse who says, I was supposed to be bruised and battered and beaten. She's not really trying to say that her role is better than that of, you know, the dry cleaner or whatever. She's saying, in the time of a pandemic, I'm the person who is supposed to be the most essential, the medical field. first responders. We're the ones who's supposed to handle all this catastrophe. And you know what she found out? She found out there's no real calamity. She's going, we have zero patients, nine COVID patients when this whole pandemic started, and now there's one. There's one. An entire hospital dedicated to one patient. They have no surgeries. Now, that's going to get opened up at some point, but how do you reload the pipeline? Hospitals will benefit down the road because, like, I'll give you an example. I had to have an elective surgery. I went in. I got to have a hernia operation. And I went in. They said, Kevin, you can pick any Thursday of any week, blah, blah, blah. And they gave me the dates. And you know what? I couldn't pick any of the dates. So at a time when, and sadly, you know, I have a brutal travel schedule. So I was thinking, you know what? If I get this out of the way now, it'll be good to go. Couldn't do it. So you know what's going to happen? There will be a run to the surgeries. And now the doctors are going to be working their butts off. They're going to be tired. Don't go in at the end of the day, even for routine stuff. Anyway, hospital, she said, is cutting money. Their servers are shut down. There's no reason to have servers working when there's no patients. We don't need to have all this expensive equipment. She says they're pulling nurses to do menial jobs. They were just trying to keep them busy, keep cleaning the nurses' station. And finally, the hospital went, you know what? We can't even do that. We don't have the ability to go. So here's what I want you to understand, people. They're shutting down not only restaurants and things like that. They're shutting down truly essential services. If you had a run to the hospital, the emergency room, there'd be a skeleton crew there. They'd be there to help you, but not nearly what you think is needed. If there was a real issue that came up right now in the country, we wouldn't be prepared. And she says, it's ridiculous. We need to have a come to Jesus moment. And the moment is now. Major overreach. This is an Oregonian saying this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Anthony, thank you. We do want to mention one person who was singled out today by Governor Murphy. This young man that you're looking at right there, 26-year-old Jack Allard. We profiled him last month, Michelle Charlesworth, with a powerful story. He's a former Ridgewood High School lacrosse star and two-time All-American. Was in a medically induced coma after coming down with a virus after spending time on a ventilator and 5 full weeks in the hospital. The governor today announcing that Jack has died.
It was a long month, but slowly Jack rebounded. And last Thursday, he was clapped out by the doctors and nurses who saved his life as he walked out of the hospital. For Jack and for the hundreds more who have left our hospitals, we are hopeful and optimistic.
I feel horrible. Jack is very much alive. Jack, we love you. And the story Michelle did brought so many people closer to you and your story closer to all of us again. Jack is alive and back home.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here talking about the lockdown calamity. That was another one of these tearjerker stories about little young Jack. athlete in the prime of his life. He's taken by the Chinese Wuhan. Oh, sorry. He's alive and well. He's left the hospital like many others who have left the hospital, like the hundreds of thousands of others who have survived the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. I was talking earlier in the previous segment about a nurse out of Oregon, Portland, Oregon, who's lamenting that this whole thing is a hoax. She says, I don't get this. We have to have a come to Jesus moment right now about what's happening. And here's a woman from Portland, Oregon. The reason why I keep bringing that up is because that is the home, the epicenter of leftism, Antifa, etc. And she says this is a major power grab. It is major overreach. And what I'm telling you folks is she's not alone. Many of these lefties now will go, this is crazy. Now, you and I, we know it. We already forgive President Trump. We go, look, we get it, dude. We understand you did everything you could to stave this off. But let me tell you, you Democrats, you leftists who made people believe that there was a run to the border, go get your free tacos or whatever it was. Let me tell you, we are upset. I'm going to play the second part of her clip because she goes on to talk about how bad this is. Before we do that, let me just give you a few headlines. Because I was talking about the politics of this disease. Whether you were talking about immigration policy. Oh, you were racist if you said stop the travel ban. And then when that ended, oh, no, it was a good thing to do. Then it wasn't fast enough. Then it was, what do you call the disease? Well, we were calling it Chinese Wuhan. Then suddenly the lexicon changed. You can't call it Chinese Wuhan, or you're racist or xenophobic. Who's to blame? China. Nope, not according to the leftists here in America. It's Donald Trump's fault. If we were told by the WHO it couldn't be passed from human to human, then we found out it could be passed from human to human. We were told by the WHO the number of people who were infected, that was a lie. The number of people who were being killed, that was a lie. The number of people who are dying are now being credited. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. You're getting credited for this. If you have the flu, it's COVID. If you have a heart attack, it's COVID. Then it was testing. Oh, we don't have enough testing. All the other countries are testing more. Then it was medical equipment. We don't have enough ventilators. We don't have enough this. And then it was hospital beds. We don't have enough hospital beds. We got to bring in a ship into New York to deal with the hospital beds. All lies. And to back to her point, the nurse in Oregon, major power grab, major overreach. Britt Hume said, a policy, a calamity that never should have happened, frankly, in this economy. Never. You got to ask yourself why. Here's part two of what that nurse had to say.
What is going on? If the nurses don't have jobs, then is there a problem? Do we really have a pandemic here in Oregon? Do we? I don't think so. I think there are absolute measurable goals, small things that can be done to open businesses. Social distancing, limit the number of customers. Like I said, hospitals can open up surgery. That is our bread and butter. Surgery, open them up. We're not low on PPE. We are lower than normal, but we're not in dire need. We're told don't you dare bring in your homemade mask. That's not allowed in my hospital. That's fine with me. I don't think you should. But the media is putting it out there that we're overloaded, that we need free Starbucks and 50% off of Taco Bell and free UGG slippers or whatever. No, we don't need any of that because we're not working. We don't need any of that because we're not working.
So here's this Oregon nurse. I'm going to make some assumptions. She's in Oregon. It is the heart of leftism. She's in a field where you have to show some kind of compassion. I'm just saying, she's probably a leftist. And she's saying, do we really have a pandemic? I don't think so. Hospitals could open up for surgeries. She says, we have the equipment. It may be in lower numbers, but we're not in dire need of equipment. We're in dire need of jobs. Open up our hospital. What do you think people are saying about their restaurants and their other businesses? Open them up. But let me tell you, the scare tactics are out there. The Democrats do not want our businesses back open. In fact, AOC had this to say about reopening society.
I think when we talk about this idea of reopening society, you know, only in America does the president, when the president tweets about liberation, does he mean go back to work. When we, you know, have this discussion about going back or reopening, I think a lot of people should just say, no, we're not going back to that. We're not going back to working 70-hour weeks just so that we could put food on the table and not even feel any sort of semblance of security in our lives.
So AOC says reopening society is about going back to your job. Well, the first step the president did was reopened all the national parks. He says you can go back to the Grand Canyon and the whatever else. But she says, no, it's about going back to your jobs. Yeah, it is. But I want you to understand, AOC, only in America, when the president tweets about liberation, does he talk about going back to work. Now he's talking about letting you out of your from lockdown. I don't even know how to make sense of that. I don't. But here's what I'll tell you. She doesn't want you to go back to work. She thinks work is too pedestrian. Why would you dare? Why isn't society taking care of you? Isn't that what it's doing right now? Isn't the United States just printing money so they can say, here you go, society, stay home? In fact, I'll tell you what, let's keep paying teachers not to teach. Let's keep paying people not to work. Let's pretend all these things just happen. In fact, here's the best part of it. Let's just let government do it all. Government makes the food. It contracts with a company, maybe Good Travel, Good Eats or whatever, and they bring the food to everybody's home every day, and life will be good. We just all stay at home and watch TV and wait on the various government deliveries. Let Amazon do it. They seem pretty efficient. I mean, can you imagine the idiocy of this girl? People going back to work at their 70 hours a week just to feel secure. It's funny how she pulls these numbers out. So it's 70 hours a week that the average person is working? Where? I don't know where. If you're working 70 hours a week, you're probably aspiring to something. You are putting money away. You're trying to start your own business, or you're in business for yourself. I've worked many, many more hours than that, and I'll tell you what, I did it without getting a nickel of overtime. In fact, when I own my own business most of my adult life, but I can tell you, if you want to own your own business, get used to making very little money and working 80, 90-hour weeks. It doesn't get shut off. But she says, oh, when you get to go back to pursuing your dream or whatever this country is allowing you to do, that's not freedom. That's not coming out of a lockdown. They can't even enjoy. I mean, things going back to normal for her are bad. And this is at a time when President Trump pretty much answered all their questions. I want you to understand, you cannot win with him. He's giving them everybody $1,200. He's giving businesses money. He's pretty much taking care of everybody in a time of crisis. And AOC is still complaining. And her biggest complaint is, you got to go back to work. She just got a raise. She didn't give up anything. She's still getting paid. They don't care. And they pretend to care. And as I said earlier, this lockdown proved that leftist politicians are scumbags who only think of themselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.